Hi guys, I'm Latina Envy.
And I'm Shiza Her. We have a special guest here. And do you want to go ahead and introduce ourselves to our audience?
Hi, my name is Malaya Marvel, Wisconsin's favorite cosplay queen, the video game vixen of all time. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here on our podcast to kind of weigh in. They've kind of heard our thoughts on the season. And now for the season finale, we'll get to hear your thoughts. So, you know, more the merrier.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we talked about having you on the podcast before, but it's the season finale, so why not, like, end this little series with a little bang, you know? Three's a crowd, but three can also be fun.
Well, I appreciate y'all for thinking of me. You know, I got a little experience in podcasts, so I was excited when y'all contacted me, because I miss doing this. It's so much fun.
We're both, like, very new to this, so, like, it's exciting to kind of have someone that's been on in our, like, shoes and, like, ask questions, or you can, like, give us commentary of, like, things that we could, like, improve and stuff. So it's a fun learning experience.
It absolutely is. And we're, like, fully just diving into this whole podcast thing, like, head first without any knowledge on recording or anything. So we're having fun, and from the people we've heard, they're having fun listening. So we appreciate everyone that's listened this whole season with us, and we're excited to do season 15, too.
No, I really applaud y'all, because it's a lot starting, like, a new venture from the ground up, especially when it's something you're coming into, and you don't really have all the experience in it. So just being able to come in and, like, take it head on and just say, you know what, fuck it, we're just going to do this and have a good time. Like, that's the kind of energy we need moving forward, and that's how people are going to continue to break the molds.
Absolutely. It's kind of like when you start drag. You just have to, like, you're going to have your booger face. You're going to have your learning curve. You just have to jump in it right away and just be in it for the long haul.
Girl, 8 years in, I'm still trying to get out the booger phase. Let's figure it out.
Latina, how long have you been doing drag for?
I've been doing drag for 2 years in February.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah. 2 years. I'm going to hit 4 years in March.
And it'll be technically 7 for me, but I did my first show in 2014.
Okay. Oh yeah, gosh. We're doing first show, because, like, the first, maybe it was 3 years in March, because the first year of my drag really wasn't, like, taking it seriously. Right. I kind of took a 7-month break just because I didn't think this was going to be a big thing that I wanted to do. And then it really wasn't until, like, Persephone's Apocalypse at 5. That I was like, oh, wow, this is actually something I kind of wanted to do.
Right.
So
I'm so mad. I wanted to do that competition so bad when I moved to Madison and then everything went to hell. I was like, okay, I'm never going to get to do Apocalypse. But, you know, hindsight is 2020.
Yeah. Well, you are a winner of a competition show at This Is It in Milwaukee, Trixie's Bar.
Yep. I was the first winner of Showdown at This Is It. Would I say I would do it again? Probably. But it was like 5 months of hell where I was trying to figure out something every month. But, you know, I won every challenge except for one. So, you know, it worked out in my favor.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
It was cute. And Trixie was there that night, and she was incognito, and she congratulated me right after. But she tried to do it on the slide because I didn't think she wanted to bring attention to herself. But she was like, good job. That was really good.
Oh, my God. Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to meet Trixie Mattel. Like, and every time I go to This Is It, I miss her. It makes me so sad.
Oh, it's a story for another time, but long story short, when I moved to Milwaukee, I came in to do, like, my apartment run through, and guess who was sitting in the living room?
Trixie
Mattel with all her wigs, just sitting there, and I'm just, like, fangirling. I'm like, oh, this is Trixie, and she doesn't know I know who she is, because I just met her for, like, the first time maybe a couple months prior at the Whitewater drag show. So she had no idea who I was. And I'm over here fangirling. And I knew she was going to move upstairs when we moved into her old apartment. So I was going to go upstairs and be like, hey, girl, let's talk. Maybe we can style wigs together or something. I shit you not. Like, that week, they put out the cast announcement for season 7. Or at least it was my first time seeing it. And I was like, there's no way in hell. I'm not going upstairs. I'm not.
Oh, my God.
And then we stole her garbage when she left to move to L.A.
That's so cool. Yeah, that definitely is a story for another time. That's so cool. I would definitely want to hear. Going back to, like, the competition shows, like, Milwaukee, you guys are, like, blessed to have, like, Bailey. Bailey does a great job at having, like, the competition shows. Sometimes they're so far away, though, for us Madison.
Yeah. I ISIS myself in that competition. I said we're gonna put our mental health first and drop out, but it was a really good. It was really good though. So yeah, this is just a great job with like their not me just fucking sucking, fucking sucking tits as tit right now. I'd be like, they're an amazing establishment. They have great shows. They really do. They're cute.
You know, required by contract to say that everything that happens there is amazing. No, I'm playing. No, they actually do. They really do a great job, and they really are looking out for the performers in the area, which we really appreciate. I mean, I know there's a couple things in the works that I can't really talk about too much for up and coming competition shows in the Wisconsin area, but y'all will be the first people I let know.
Going back to like what you were saying, how I can't imagine like how stressful like trying to like commit to or trying to like create a new like concept for like the next challenge and stuff. Like I can imagine that being so stressful yet so rewarding, because like you said, you won all of them besides one you said. Or
yeah, it was rigor mortis. I should have won that one. There was a couple that I thought I shouldn't have won, but yeah, the one that I lost, I was just like, I know I should have won this.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's amazing, because like that like pushes you to like do more in your drag and stuff. Like I definitely want to join like a little competition show, even like try to like just to like help me improve in like creating stuff, because you know sometimes you like just like put like an Amazon thing together and you're like, this is a look, and you're like, I could have like made something better if I really like made time for it.
Hey, as long as it looks good and it makes you feel good, I'm here for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I am an Amazon queen. Like just buy it, throw some stones on it, cut it up, you know, make it into something a little more, I hate using the word draggy, but like zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're good to go, you know. And you don't have to sometimes rhinestone shit. Like right. I would do a big phase where I just bought $20 dresses on Amazon and would literally just use fabric paint to like make them into like kind of like painted art.
No, they were
It was
cute.
A lot of fun.
Yeah,
so.
Those. They were really cute.
Yeah, this isn't anything against like Amazon queens, because I'm definitely an Amazon queen.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't think about like the difference between something being like fashionable and having a good eye versus, okay, I spent a lot of money on this and this hits all of like those drag essential corners. Okay, it's shapely and it has stones and it has, you know, like, you know, shimmer to it or whatever. But it's just like, okay, but if there's no style to it and there's no originality to it, you'd be better off just buying something off of Amazon and actually putting the pieces together and making something that's fashion forward. Because I've seen so many girls who have like a good fashion eye and they'll just buy separate pieces and put them together and it looks like they're walking out on a runway. You just have to know what works for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. What better way than to do the finale than have a winner here? They know how to win competitions. I don't. I am a lovable first or second alt. We'll be able to get in the finale and some of us can identify with the losers and one of us can identify with the future winner.
I was so surprised that I did well in that competition. That was the first time I ever did well in the competition. Well, that's not true. That was the first time I ever won a competition. And I was just like, oh, I'm doing well. Usually I'm scared. But yeah, I lost literally everything I had tried to do before that. Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, I think it's, who said it? Was it Silky? Said something about losing. Maybe I'm spoiling the episode. You have to lose in order to appreciate winning. Something like that. And honestly, sometimes losing is the best because you don't have all that pressure on your head. You already proved yourself to make it to the finale and do well. And then also nothing's more better than getting like a robbed or should have, could have
that part
win. But we don't like to do the rob stuff because it tends to like invalidate queens that did win and win rightfully so.
Yeah,
all winners.
We're all winners or all losers,
but only one can wear the crown. Wait, yes. have you competed, Latino?
I have not competed. No, okay. I've never. I mean, I had the opportunity to do Bailey's competition shows before, and like those were like lip syncing. I wanted to do like more like clothing designer kind of.
Oh,
like,
that would be cute.
Comedy. Yeah, I want to like test. I want to test my comedy, because that's like, or like acting, like I want to do like those kind of competition. I like dressing up and whatever, but I think I want to test to see how I am like in a acting challenge thing, like can I like being like extra, like in a little like persona, like I like acting in my everyday life. And so I don't know, I feel like it's something that I kind of have like the chops for. So that's what I'm really excited for. I want to see if it's true. Like, I want to like push myself to that limit. You know, I was like a theater kid, so, but I never got like the opportunity to do the role, like the main roles, because I never fit like the character's like body type or like whatever.
Which is such bullshit.
Yeah,
like the male lead of like luck, you know, but I'm like,
yeah,
I could act, I think. I don't know, I never got the opportunity, so
like, I feel like if you have the talent and you deliver it, it shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I don't get that a lot of times. Like, okay, they were great, but they didn't check X, Y, and Z box.
Uh-huh, exactly.
That makes no sense to me.
All right, girl. All
right, I promise.
Well,
play.
We'll go ahead and hit play on 1, 2, 3. All right, okay. Do you want me to count us down?
Oh, I started, sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I thought you were doing 1, 2, 3. Here,
I thought it was going to happen. I was like, she's going to hit play.
I'm going to go 250, okay?
Y'all got this.
To 50 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you count down and say go and play.
Okay, on go, hit play.
Okay.
1. Damn it, I'm counting the wrong way. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, Liv.
Yeah.
And you know Raja made most of her stuff, so.
Yeah,
which
for
is,
sure.
Which is sickening to me.
I love this little, like, beginning showing, like, the queens from each country. Mm. It kind of feels really cool.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, when they first started announcing, like, these Versus the World cast, I was like, oh, it's going to be Rigor Mortis for the host country. So I'm surprised to see, like, Silky and Raja up there at the end.
I think Rita killed it. I do not think the British one did.
I don't think Victoria. Yeah. I don't think Victoria killed it. Or, like, I don't know. I couldn't, like, see anything because she was just, like, rolling around in one spot. I'm like, what is she doing?
Absolutely. Like, Victoria is the front runner right now, but mm-hmm. since it's a lip sync, like, SmackDown, I think she's in danger.
Yeah, she's not giving them the lip syncs.
No. Yeah.
You never know. It works out for people sometimes. Because, you know, when you compete again,
it's like, you know, you get a little cutthroat. Yeah, there hasn't been really any cutthroat eliminations this season.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I mean, yeah, there was. Kendall Jenner.
She got sent home over Stephanie, right? She got sent home over Stephanie?
Yeah. I think that was more of a producer one.
Yeah.
Because we all agree that Anita should have gone home that week.
Yeah. I think they wanted to give her a chance, though, because she was like, you know, she hadn't been around for a while, and they were really excited to bring her back because she was so popular in Australia. So it was just like, I think they wanted to give her that galloping room, and then, you know, it turned out the way it turned out.
Exactly. She took it and gave him nothing.
Because I was really excited to see her come back.
Like for another Against the World?
No. Because I was sad when she left on Australia because I thought, you know, she's one of the funniest ones. I thought she was one of the most entertaining people on her season. And then they got rid of her. And I was just like, damn, I would love to see her again. And then she came back and it kind of didn't live up to the, you know, the expectations. Hype. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if like just like that pressure of that just like got to her maybe or like, I don't know. Because she wasn't, like, yeah, I agree. I don't think that she was, like, herself in this competition because she was so funny. But yeah. I never saw that. I was, like, even, like, we talked about on, like, her runways. I'm, like, she could have camped this up even more. Like, I had, like, really high expectations for, like, when she could have, like, really taken opportunities where, you know, that classic saying of you don't, I think they said it in this episode about, I think, Rita Baga, where she doesn't like takes the challenges to her or something like that. Like,
she makes the challenges mold
to her ability, you know? I wish like she would have done that a little bit more, but I mean, maybe now I'm just like hyper analyzing what she could have done because I don't know what I would have done in that moment, you know? I could have like,
taken it
to the pressure, you know? It's hard.
I wonder. You know, it's like the whole thing with like, I don't know, maybe she was intimidated walking in and being like, I'm amongst such high-level queens. This is my first time, like, competing at some... Well, I don't want to say, like, it's a higher level of competition than, like, you know, any other season. But, like, you know, it's a different environment. You're used to being that big fish in your pond, and now you're in the entire world.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're with people that have been on the show...
3 times
now. This is their third time. Yeah. So it can be really intimidating.
Because she has the talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
So it's like a learning moment, you know? Like, you just kind of have to, like, take that. Maybe I got into my head or something. And, like, that just kind of shows, like your only worst critic, you know?
Always.
Absolutely.
Like, always. Always. So, like, you never, to see, like, queens that we, like, look up to and, like, see them kind of go through this, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I definitely take it as, like, a learning experience. Like, oh my gosh, I just gotta, like, always remember, like, be myself all the time and just, like, stay out of my head. And, like,
yes.
You know, because we're capable of doing everything and anything.
That part.
So who's our, real quick before we get into, like, the meats and potato of the episode, who do we think is going to win? I mean, we already know. Walking into this top four, who would you assume would win? Or at least be the top two?
I am rooting for Victoria Scone. I had been rooting for her since the beginning. Okay. And at first I was, like, rooting for Raja, but then Silky, I really, like, I like fell in love with Silky and I really want her to win
too. Agreed. I would say Silky's my favorite right now. Mm-hmm. I think top two going into this episode is going to be Silky and Rita Vega. I don't see them kicking a Canadian out right away. And then I see Silky eventually winning the overall show. How about you?
Going into it, you know me, initially I'm always rooting for everybody black, so I wanted to be like, Raja and Silky, but I was just like, that's not going to happen, especially based off of what happened throughout the season, so I figured it was going to be Rita and Victoria.
Okay.
Because I thought Victoria did really well consistently throughout the competition, and I just didn't see them getting rid of a Canadian that early, especially in the finale. But you never know. They're all fierce competition, so
exactly.
You don't know what's going to happen. Like, all four of them are deserving of being up there.
100% agree. I just know Raja, and I know Raja and Silky are incredibly strong lip syncers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I do not see Silky losing against anyone. The only person who sees Silky beating out is Raja.
Yeah.
So going in, like, they're going to match the two Americans,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to match the two. And I see them favoring Rita over Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see Silky favored over Raja. And then I see it down to Rita and Silky with the obvious result, Silky winning. Yeah. That was my analysis.
And then can we also say this hair on Monet?
Everything.
It is. I would sell half of my wigs just to get that one wig.
Yeah, it's so good. You cannot tell where it. It looks like it's real.
She said, I got that good lace front technology.
Yeah.
Real. Her edges.
I just saw the back of it now.
It's so good.
No, like, in this green jacket, I love, you know, I've been talking about blazers all season long, and, like, I love a blazer moment. It's just my favorite.
It is. Like, when you can ride the line between, like, what's supposed to be, like, traditionally, like, a masculine quote-unquote silhouette, but then mm-hmm. you can take it and reconstruct it and turn it into something that, you know, gives more of a homage towards, you know, what we do as drag artists, like playing with gender. Like, I really love that.
Yes, and that's very my, like, everyday aesthetic, and I just need to learn how to translate that into Latina envy somehow.
Yeah,
and you got it.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm just like, it, like, again, I, like, get in my head with, like, these girls where I'm just like, you know what? I just need to stop thinking and caring about what people think. And, like, Latina Envy can be, like, the fantasy that I want her to be, you know?
Exactly. One thing I will say about Monet's hair, maybe it's a glass of wine, but it's kind of reminding me, and also I watch Avatar, it's giving me the Navi.
The Navi?
The hair, how it plugs into the, like, the plant system. So how it's, like, kind of, like, frayed at the end. Looks like the tentacles that come from the hair that she's going to plug in. I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking for anything Avatar right now. But it's giving me very much, like, that hair. But, like, in a Monet way. I love it.
Like, I can see that. Because it's, like, kind of, like, I know there's, like, this big thing about Afrofuturism right now when it comes to, like, hair, especially on, like, black queens are, like, trying to take, like, traditionally, like, African-American hairstyles and turn them into, like, how we can make this the next level beyond. Like, especially, I don't know if you've seen the work that, like, G has been doing.
Yeah.
Jada's partner. Like, mm-hmm. the wigs that G has been turning out, whereas, like, blackness taken to the next level. I feel like a lot of the queens are starting to, like, dive into that, because before, a lot of black queens really did avoid doing, like, traditionally black hairstyles.
And yeah.
Now they're trying to figure out how to elevate it the same way, like, you know, we took, like, you know, straighter hair and, like, turned it into, like, this big over-the-top, you know, styling that we do with queens, but now we're seeing it in different cultures, and I really love that.
I love that. Like, it's such a, like, powerful moment in, like, our day and age where culture is being celebrated, you know, like,
right,
being a person of color myself, like, just like seeing like everything suddenly being like appropriated, and I'm like, well, we've been doing this, like, I'm just like, gosh, like, now everything's so trendy, and I'm like, this right. isn't a trend, like, it's been here, like, and I like love seeing, like, especially like in black culture, being like celebrated and looked at as like beautiful now, because like it's just so, it kind of, like, I don't know, it warms my heart, because it's, like, I know what it feels like to, like, be race, like, to be a victim of racism and stuff. And, like,
right.
And I'm just, like, ugh, like, this is not fair that, like, we can't, like, just, like, walk down the streets and, like, be ourselves, you know, because there's just so much hate.
You know, whenever you can take that moment to celebrate yourself, I don't know, sometimes people yeah. look at it and be, like, and, oh, you're doing the most and you're doing too much. Why does it always have to be about this? But it's just, like, no, that's not the point.
Like, yeah, and I'm, like,
shit, like, far few in between moments to be able to actually celebrate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it when I see it.
Yeah, me too. And I'm just, like, I'm, like, ugh, I'm, like, why? Like, why now? Like, it should have been, like, done from forever ago. But I, like, I love that it's all over now, and it's so mainstream, and, like, this is the power of drag, y'all.
Yes. Also, speaking of hair, I love Rita's hair.
Yeah, Rita's hair is
sick. These girls in this interview, Victoria, all of them, they're hiding their lace really well. I'm noticing it right now, maybe because I struggle with that. And so same. I'm just being like, these girls are just really, either the cameras are really nice to them, or you can just kind of tell it's maybe earlier in the day.
They're all just like, what lace? There.
Like, Silky's hair. Yeah,
that's Silky's hair.
I used to be one of those girls that was like, I'm not too big with pageant drag, like more old school drag. And now I tend to perform more old school-y. But I live for when queens take their real hair and pull it back and then put like a bun or something on top. It just, to me, reads like drag. Like, when you think of drag, you think of like that. And I love like what Silky's got, like, with her hair and stuff, and this very like over the top costuming just for an interview. She's like, right. I'm gonna be the most extra, I'm gonna take up space. I love that.
She said, I came to win.
For real, literally, that's the energy that I got from Silky like halfway through the season, and I didn't get that like from Raja right away, and I'm like, oh, like, I'm rooting for all of them to win, but that's when, like, I, like, started, like, I'm like, you know what, I love Silky's energy, I feel her energy, I feel, like, her drive to win, like, she's pulling it out this season, and I really became a huge fan for her, like, for real.
That's one thing I really like about this top four, is all of them kind of were hated on their original seasons. Like,
yeah.
Victoria was hated because she was nothing more than just being a woman. Silky was hated on her original season for being loud. Raja was hated for calling out production and just really wanting to win, which...
Saying how she really felt.
And Rita was hated because people just... I don't know why people hated Rita, but people really did. I remember going online and seeing people were like, she's like the worst queen ever. Like,
I don't know why, but she's always been good.
Yeah, Rita said later, I think it was in the interview, we might have missed it, or it's later when they talk on stage, it's how Rita was like scared to like leave like her house because she was getting like death threats and stuff. Like,
which is freaking crazy. Like, y'all, yeah. It's just wigs and makeup. Y'all exactly. need to calm down.
So it's so nice to see all these four be so loved in the top four. Like, right. really show themselves, and no one does bad this episode, I don't think. I haven't seen it.
Wait, you're being sarcastic. I was like, wait, what? Like,
wait, what happened, Beb?
I just had like a blonde moment. I have a lot of them.
Love that.
Exactly what you had said. Like, seeing like a full top four of well-deserved underdogs who weren't like the most accepted on their season, and now coming back and being like, you know, we're the queens of the mother tucking world. Like, it's really nice to see.
Yeah. It really has.
Especially, like, their growths and stuff, because, like, you really see it, like, and, like, not just in their drag, but, like, their own personal styles. Yeah. It's, like, awesome to see.
I love how I learned how to do makeup was going out to the local bars and watching the girls, but also I would literally watch and pause these untucked, like, these mirror moments and, like, be like, okay, I want to do an eye like her how she did on the runway. I'd go back to these moments and freeze on their face and be like, okay, this is how they did it.
Right.
So, I don't know if anyone else has done that or any of our listeners that do drag have done that, but I really use the show also to see how to do my makeup and stuff.
Anytime, like, I see, like, when I was really heavily into Drag Race and I was, like, watching every single episode, like, religiously, when I saw a makeup look that I really liked, I would go back and try and, like, crappily recreate it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Every little practice session helps. It really does.
It really, really does.
Mm-hmm. That's why I kind of enjoyed, like, where when I started getting into drag, because it was out of boredom at first. And so I got interested in drag, I think, like, the October during, like, around October of the pandemic. And so, like,
oh, you were a Halloween baby?
I was a Halloween baby, yeah, definitely. And because everything was closed, like, and so I had a bunch of free time between, like, school and, like, I didn't really work. And so I was like, okay, well, let me just, I would spend like 5 hours a day, like, just sitting down and, like, doing, like, little makeup looks that I thought were cute and whatever. And I just, like, practiced it. And, like, I remember when I painted my first face, like, after, like, Diva had shown me a few little, like, things, she was like, oh my God, like, you really learned so quick. I'm like, yeah, I, like, practice a lot. Like, honestly, practice makes perfect. And, like, I, as a baby queen, I was so proud of that, because I was like, oh my God, I can, like, kind of paint. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it was something that I felt so proud of. It was, like, kind of a stigma, because people are like, oh, like, you think you're, like, good. And I'm like, no, I practiced. Stop invalidating my proudness.
Oh, I love that.
Absolutely. And, like,
and it's so true, though, because I've seen, like, so many people, like, they expect you to be, like, not great when you first start. And I can just see a lot of times, like, especially from, you know, some of the older generations of drag, they'll try and, like, invalidate, like, especially the younger generation that comes in, and they've studied the craft enough to, you know, be good at something, be good at something that's, you know, a big facet of drag, and then they'll try and, like, crap on them for it. It's like, okay, well, maybe they haven't been doing it for 20 years, but they spent this last year perfecting their makeup, and their makeup looks better than yours now.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you mad about that? You should be happy that people are trying to continue this art form that you've dedicated your life to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah, there's room for everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like, you guys paved the way for us to, like, do what we do now, and, like, thank you. Like, yeah. So we're not out here, like, trying to, like, take your gigs and, like, try to, like, take over, like the scene or whatever that means. Like, people are just trying to, like, we just want to, like dress up, shake ass, and make a little money. It kind of made the drag scene unwelcoming.
Oh yeah.
And still kind of does, because, like, I don't know, that's just, like, the kind of, like,
how do you feel about Brooklyn's look?
Live for it.
She, I know,
amazing.
She looks great. I love this hair.
Yes,
I really want, like, a wig like that. I love something, like, high but also very flowy and long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is cinched too.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn really is a stunning queen.
Yes,
she really,
and this is.
Is
a really good nude illusion. Like, normally I'm not the biggest fan of that nude illusion, because it just doesn't look good most of the time.
You can never get
the this color looks right. Really good. It's really, like, color matched to her skin very well.
And I love the green on her too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Monet looks great.
Not Monet, get Monet Paul Charles.
For real.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
she did. Love anything leopard print.
Mm-hmm.
Also, no one's more qualified to judge a lip sync challenge than Monet Exchange.
Exactly.
So they got, like, the perfect judge. I also like that with Canada, they bring in other drag performers to judge. I really wish the U.S. would do that.
I really wish they would too, because I feel like it would be sickening to have like Jinx and Bianca on a panel.
Yeah.
You know, Bob.
Bob right. would be such a good one.
So we're bringing back our eliminated queens. Let's. Right.
What you think?
Shoot it, toot it. I would give this a 8 out of 10.
It's a 2.
I would toot it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that she's like scorpion
moment. Yeah, I don't like how she's walking in it.
I just didn't like the wig. But besides that, it was. Yeah. This is gorgeous.
This is amazing.
I'm gonna give this a 9.25 out of 10.
I was going to get it at 9.5. Yeah, she looks good.
This is gorgeous. She always looks great, though.
And the face is beat.
It is. I love the hair.
She's just so pretty. Like, she really is.
The hair is gorgeous. The headpiece.
I wish Kendall would have done hair more so like what Stephanie did, just because of having the huge headpiece. It kind of was distracting having the hair.
I love the hair. This is like, I love this hair. She looks beautiful, and I love the color. I love a pastel. I am going to give this like a 7.5 out of 10.
What you think, Latina?
I love this. I love the color palette. I definitely enjoyed that. And I think it was, a step up from, everything she's had on the runway so far. So
that's what I thought, too, but I was just concerned, is it good enough compared to her competition? Yes. That sounds bad. But I mean, these girls are really we see what Isis is wearing.
Yes.
This is
this 10 is out of 10.
Whole
different.
This is, this is drag. But I think Isis has a little more money.
True.
So we have to factor in that. True. But she looks amazing. She looks great.
Yeah.
I love this.
Oh. I love the color on her. She looks too.
Vanity looks so good.
Yeah.
She
looks
beautiful.
I am going to give this, I think, a 9 out of 10.
I'm not trying to be.
I love the blue with the hair, the blue in the hair.
Wait, should we
come on, Silky? Oh my god.
Come on, Silky. From Brazil?
This is a 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
She looks amazing. Maybe a little higher.
I love this.
Oh my god.
She looks so good. I just want to know how she kept it on her head.
You know, there's so many safety pins just shoved in.
That's her real hair.
Yeah.
Raja looks good.
Raja looks so good.
It really does.
This looks great.
I just love a queen that is an actual designer and that gets on here and shows you, no, I am a designer.
Yeah. Yes.
And for her to come from not having the money her first couple seasons and literally making stuff on the show to now showing up and serving runway looks that look better than most people's finale looks and making them herself,
amazing.
That's incredible. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm gonna give that a 9.5.
We're not even gonna talk about this. She shit on everybody.
Yes, yeah,
she really does.
Yeah, no, she shat on the stage.
And what's hard to do with these crown pieces is make it look smooth. A lot of times it deflates.
Yep.
I've seen 2 crown looks and they kind of look deflated.
I just want to know how she got all that in the damn.
I don't know. Plane.
How you get that?
It has
plane?
To be collapsible, almost like a tent.
Okay.
That makes sense. That's what I thought too.
Okay.
From halfway through the waist up.
I'm about to probably get murdered by everyone. This was my favorite look.
I'm going to fight you.
I loved this.
I love it from the chest up.
I love the bottom. It's very avant-garde. It's very structured. I love how it's just dripping. It feels like an art piece to me.
No, I agree.
I low-key like it too.
I like it. I just feel like there was something off with the shaping a little bit.
Okay. I think it's just too big at the hips. I think it was just not shaped right. But it could be a very sexy piece.
I feel like if they would have just lifted up the skirt piece a good 4, maybe 5 inches, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that looks weird to me.
And maybe cinched it a little bit more. But yeah, I think it was a really cute piece.
It's still a solid 9 for me, though. Because she looks absolutely, if we're talking hair, makeup, all of that, it's probably Rita for the win for me.
Yeah, she looks rich.
Yeah.
I stand by what I said, and I love it. It's something I would wear in a heartbeat.
I don't know. Raja ate it for me. I'm obsessed with like dress pants and like that silhouette. Very. So like that was just like everything I dreamed of.
Oh, she looks okay. She looks cute.
She looks cute. They made her take off the cape though.
My last comment. My favorite look was Victoria's, but the look I would wear is Raja's.
Yeah. My favorite look of the night was Victoria's. I agree. And then I would wear Rita Vega's if I could alter it to like how I would want it to look.
Because she looks expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That looks like it costs more than everything I own. So, so I guess I can't talk because it looks expensive. There's just a couple editing things where I was just like, it could be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But that hair.
I love it.
That hair. Mama.
With Raj, I wish she would have done an earring that would have like gone around her ear.
Oh, like a clip.
Just to fill in the gap between her hair and her ear.
I agree.
There's a little like empty space there if she would have maybe done like a little like arching earring.
I agree.
But I mean, she looks great.
When it's right, it's right. But
yeah. The outfit though is gorgeous.
It is.
And I love the jewelry. We stand our purple queen.
I just wonder how they feel being up there being like, I was just competing against these bitches and now I gotta listen to them tell me.
Yes.
For real, she competed against both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, can we talk about Tracy's hair?
Yeah,
great. It's so good. It's giving like Beyonce. Which album was it? Was it Survivor? Well, whichever video they had a jumping. She had like the water waves and she had like the two tone highlights and everything. It was so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
She looks so good.
I love that hairstyle. Like, it's one of my favorite. Like, my Theas would always rock it.
I love it. She looks great.
She does.
I think this is my favorite photo so far.
They've only shown two.
Let me be quiet. I'm shut up.
Oh,
that is so beautiful.
These, when I watched these, I was a little drunk and high when I initially watched these, and I was like fully crying on all four of them talking. I'm like, okay, these are going to be heartfelt. And then, nope. Victoria got me. Rita got me. I was like, wow. So if anyone's listening and you're like normally fast forward this part because it's not the most maybe entertaining part, definitely listen to these because these queens are really just laying who they are as mm-hmm. people out there. It's a really cool moment to see like the people behind the character in a non-exploitive way than when like Hot Take, when Rue holds up a photo of their childhood. Like, this is just a photo from earlier that day that they just react to, and they kind of summarize their journey with drag.
They didn't have a microphone in their face being like, so how did you feel when your mom died 5 minutes ago?
Yes, yeah. It's kind of wild. Like, it's like, okay, we don't need to do that.
These are my favorite moments, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like connecting to them, you know, on a personal level like that. You really get to see the person behind the drag. And it just, like, says so much more. Like, you know, that speaks for it so much.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. She's gonna teach me how to make wigs that are, you know, just sculpted.
You know, that probably feels like cement, that wig.
Hey,
that has to be rock hard.
It looks good though.
To stay that way. That's one thing I never can get into.
You don't like sculpted wigs?
I cannot get into like making wigs and
stuff. Oh, I got you.
Like,
I'm really bad at it.
I cannot do it. I can like pull a wig back into like a ponytail, loose ponytail. But there's no way. I respect people that can do wigs. Like,
teasing the wig is my worst enemy.
Yeah.
It always turns out horrible. That's why I started like doing like human hair. I was like, okay, cool. I know a little bit about being in the salon. I can pluck a wig and like, you know, like wave it and stuff. But then I started seeing like everybody now, they're doing like the real like lace front technology. They got baby hairs growing out of their baby hairs and you can't find a lace. It doesn't exist. And I'm just like, okay, cool.
That's wild.
I just give up.
I know.
That's I feel like Raj's photo better.
Okay, let me not say that. No, I'm gonna say it. The one issue I had with Raj's photo was like, because I do this all the time, so it was like a pet peeve of mine, but I know like when my pads aren't sitting correctly where they're supposed to be, okay. And then the bodysuit is kind of weird. Like you can see like into the undergarments and like kind of see where the padding starts.
Interesting.
Cause so that kind of bothered me a little bit as an experience that I've been through a million times. But besides that, she looks stunning.
Okay. As someone that does not pad, I did not notice, but you see the live reaction to that? Oh, that was so, it was so cute. I think that is the first proposal in Drag Race
history. Didn't Jocelyn Fox get married on the show? Back on season 6?
No, she got engaged.
She was going to, I think.
I thought she at least got proposed to at the finale, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got proposed to.
Seasons.
I can't even think about it. It's crazy to think, like, I started watching this show when it was, like, season 4.
Really?
Yeah, and now they're, like, it's over 10 seasons later, and they're still going.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see how many people that, like, you know, you came up with, and, like, just a year or two ago, you were hanging out with them, and now they're, like, literally celebrity status.
Boy.
It's wild.
Rita's hair is, again, one of those, like, sculpted, probably cement sprayed on. I don't know how people travel with that. That's my one thing about wigs. They get a really nice wig. I travel with it. When it hits travel number 3, it's like, boom, falls apart.
That's why I didn't bring any of like my coif stuff. Like when I went down to Atlanta a couple weeks ago to do a couple shows, and I didn't bring any of like my coiffed wigs because I didn't know how to travel with them. I already take horrible care of my wigs, so I was just like, oh, I'm gonna destroy them. I brought like 3 human hair wigs that I could just throw a curling iron in and like call it a day. And it was still fucked up by the time I got to the show.
Oh, man.
So it was like, okay, we're just going to spend the first hour fixing these wigs.
Ugh.
Traveling with hair is hard.
I'm buying 2 like $20 mullets. Mm. Shout out to Cleo Zavich for giving me the idea.
Oh, I love her.
I have 2 like Amazon mullets I'm going to just zip tie together to create a double stack.
Love that.
And have that as my shake and go travel wig.
I love that.
I have an Amazon or a mullet wig in my Amazon cart. I want to do like a Miley Cyrus. Cute.
They're very in right now.
Yeah, they are really in.
Some of the nicest wigs are Amazon wings that you just give to someone that can design, do it. And you're like, make this look nice. And they do.
Yeah, it's insane. Drag us all over the world.
I'm glad you said zip ties.
Zip ties.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't realize when it comes to like stacking wigs and like holding stuff together and drag, how useful zip ties are.
Yes.
Like, did you see that? Like that, I don't even know what to call it, but I did like that braided like updo wig that was kind of like Marge Simpson-y.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then it's literally just cardboard, but I took zip ties to hold the wig to the box, and then I just like heat glued all the rest of it to it, and it was just like, oh, okay, this works way better than trying to like pin this shit in or sew it to the wig. So I was like, just zip tie it. Like, it's so easy.
Shout out to James Mansfield. Thank you. Having a great zip tie tutorial. If you ever want to watch it, just do double stack wigs, zip ties, James Mansfield.
Shout out to our Wisconsin legend. Yes. She's always teaching us everything. I mean, they all do. But Isis is just,
I know. She really came and said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something. She said she spent like $70,000 on this season. That's crazy.
That's so much money.
But think of like
all the money is on. It's Canada. You really think they about to fight?
Yeah, fully. No,
Jimbo's not there. The rest of them going to be nice.
Ugh, not Jimbo.
I'm joking. I actually do like Jimbo.
They're fine.
Oh, Silky looks so cool. Silky on Camp Wanakiki.
Wait, what?
Silky originally got casted on Camp Wanakiki, and then she got the cast for she got the call for Drag Race like right after, and she canceled Camp Wanakiki.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Damn, I did not know that.
Yeah, because she was like, you know, she was really making moves in the Chicago like scene. Like okay. A lot of the girls I was coming up with right before she got on the race, they all were like working. I never really worked with her, but she was
okay.
She was like best friends with Alexandria Diamond for a while.
Ooh,
yeah.
I've seen her at Charlie's quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alexandria's I've been like there. The queen at Charlie's.
Yeah, yeah, she is. The queen So, if they pick the same song, they have to lip sync against each other.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I wish they would have picked who they wanted to lip sync against. That would have been fun.
Victoria coming through with a good hairline. Come on, Victoria.
Yeah.
She said we got this wig ventilated.
So, Rita, number two.
I have no idea what this is.
Broken Bottle. I don't even know what that is. Broken Bottle.
Do you know this song?
I do not know this song.
I do not either. This song, that song did not ring a bell right away, but when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, I recognize this song somewhere.
Oh, I love Nelly Furtado. I forgot that she was
Canadian. Oh, do it. Duh.
Yeah. When I saw it, I immediately thought Nelly Furtado, and I was like, oh, her, I love that. And then I was like, oh, wait, yeah, she's Canadian. I forgot that about that.
Yeah, like, all good artists, like, back in the day are all Canadian.
Yeah.
It's, like, wild to realize that.
Come on, Shania Twain.
For real.
Not Shania Twain. She's I am like, over Shania Twain.
She's it was like, you named the one Canadian artist that I don't want to hear anything about.
Shania Twain and Kelly Clarkson, I am over.
Wait, is Kelly Clarkson Canadian?
Nope, but I'm just over her music. I am over her fucking music.
She's like, she might as well be from Canada. Fuck her.
She might as well be Canadian. We love you, Kelly Clarkson. No, we don't. No, we don't. You and Shania can go eat dirt.
Oh, Victoria looks so fucking
she
good.
She does.
I love this bodysuit.
Oh,
Raja.
No. I would be scared to go up against Raja.
Oh, it's a feat with Miss Elliott. That's how I recognized it.
Okay, my hip-hop head knowledge. But it makes sense that Nelly Furtado would have been working with Missy Elliott because she was heavy in that camp with, like, Timbaland, and they all came up together in the early 90s and stuff, and they all started, like, originally in rap together. It was, like, Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Magoo, like, a bunch of artists that all worked together. That's why Missy and Timbaland are so tight. And
okay.
Nelly Furtado was, like, Timbaland's protege for a while.
Oh.
For a little bit, yeah.
But right now, Raja is wearing his lip sync out.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Like that and then they added like the beginning. Mix. That was, it was so simple, but so effective.
Yes, in pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
My ankle be broken.
She's just doing everything with this lip sync.
Yeah.
She really is.
I could never. Like, she's so sad. Like, my ankle would be, like, snapped in four places.
Hey, you know, work on your craft and, you know, practice a lot because she has obviously practiced enough to figure out what's not going to hurt her. Because I would have died.
Yep. Yes.
Yep, there's no way in hell. I can't do that in a 2-inch. Did you see that? That was sickening. When she came up onto the platform and used the platform in the... That was sick.
Yeah.
She balanced on the platforms when she did that jump into like the X. It was super weird. Yeah.
Okay, so Raja's clearly won that.
Upset.
No contest.
I really want Victoria to do well.
Yeah.
I know. Me too.
That was pretty rough.
If it's not a campy lip sync, it's kind of, it's over. The winner of tonight's first lip sync. And I can say that some of that lip sync's more campy. Like, if I get a dance on, it'd be like, this was fun. This was great. Love you, girl. Let me run backstage, grab a dollar. I'll tip you, and then I'll see myself out. Like,
yeah. I love Victoria, but Raja ate that up.
Mm-hmm. But for me, it's more like, if I'm putting my producer hat on right now, I'm going to maybe want Victoria back for
something else.
Maybe like UK All-Stars. Because I feel like Raja's kind of at her end with Drag Race. We've seen her now on
three times.
Three times. We're not really going to see her a fourth unless she's maybe...
Well, I mean, she won, so she ain't coming back now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm a big Rita stan, and maybe I haven't been this way during the... Surprise! I haven't really said it during the podcast for all those episodes, but I am... I love Rita, and I think Rita's hair looks amazing.
I think she's sickening. I'm just not a huge fan of the outfit she chose to do the lip syncs in. Silky is giving me.
Yeah. You fully believe the sod glamour is coming out of her.
Yep.
There's a reason why Silky's a lip sync guru. She's so good.
She's Dr. Silky Nothing Gosh at the lip sync.
Judged by another lip sync guru, Monet Exchange.
And Brooklyn.
Wow.
And Brooklyn's sickening too. Yes.
He's giving it to us.
Silky said, I'm about to give it to you. Let me start off slow.
You know those queens that get you like kind of bopping when they lip sync? Mm-hmm. She's one of those ones where you're kind of like.
She's fun to watch.
She is.
Yeah. She's an entertainer.
God, it's such a gag. She must have been really. I mean, she was. She must have been so like fucking in her head during that No Scrubs lip sync. Like she said she was, and it's like I believe it because I've never seen her lip sync like that horribly before. Like she's always done amazing.
But you know, you see what you do with that is, you know, she took the critiques.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what, we gonna get XYZ together. And have you seen her?
Exactly.
Since then, every lip sync has been.
She's won 9 lip syncs, the most of any
drag queen. You can't hold a good bitch down.
Oh my god, not the glasses. Oh no.
I can't.
That was the glasses are just hot glue that shit on. I love her mind. Right.
But she was just wearing those at the last.
Yeah.
Production's so shady. They want you to be able to see the side too, so you knew.
Yes.
For real.
Every drag queen has a bad day. Mm-hmm. And she happened to have a bad day, and it was that one lip sync with Nina. And now she's had dozens of lip syncs and done very well. So
I'm surprised we haven't seen her back yet.
I think we're fine.
You don't like her?
I think we're fine.
I like her.
Like who?
Nina West.
Oh,
A comedy queen and a campier queen, I should like her, but there's just something that I just... It's a Disney stuff.
You think it's a Disney?
I don't like... I hate Disney. I fucking hate Disney. But I've known all my friends as hating Disney, so this isn't a shocker to anyone listening.
Excuse you, she's a her. Like, that's just your aesthetic. It's literally your aesthetic.
Oh, Pixar is great. A Bug's Life.
All right.
Here we go. All right.
These are like two heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Truly battling it out.
I wonder if G did that. It looks really
good. Probably.
Oh, it's so good.
Is the designer named Monique V from Chicago?
Yeah, Monique V.
They did all Isis's stuff.
Oh.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Monique it just V clicked now, yeah.
Monique V is very, very, very talented.
I know. I remember I was like, looking at the designers, and I was going to message them. And then I saw a bunch of their repertoire, and I was like, oh.
It's going to take you 6 months to get an appointment.
Oh.
And it's going to cost you a stack to get a
costume. I will hit you up when I marry a sugar daddy or something. There's no way I can avoid this stuff. But so you have the finger.
A gun.
Now I'm going to kind of hint at the song because I know it. This is a very like drag staple-y song, right? Mm. Am I the only one that has thought that?
No, it is.
I forgot what the song was.
It was originally a Tina Turner song.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, yeah.
Because I was listening to it, I'm like, this has the same, like, you know, musical artists have a very similar beat and kind of lyrics. This is the same, like, very, like, Tina Turner. And it's like, this has to be Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah, Tina did it first.
It's not Celine Dion.
You're right. But I think she got it from somebody else first.
Okay.
Tina, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Tina did it as a cover, too.
Okay.
Of somebody else. But back in, like, the 60s and the 70s, like, they were covering. It was 1956, everybody did
I think.
Yeah, everybody did covers.
Yeah. We looked it up after I watched it. I'm like, this has to be Tina Turner.
A good song was a good song. Mm-hmm. You could have three people get a number one hit off the same song. Back then, yeah. I love me. I love me some Celine.
Yes.
Oh, I did this song when we did the when we had the Milwaukee Bastille days, like the French festival. Okay. That they do.
Oh,
like this is it, set up like a stage, like a big like concert stage in the street to shut it down for her, and I got to do it. It was so good.
She's like,
a lot of watching the like first moments of this lip sync, like they're both giving it to me, but there's something about Raja that's just like really giving it to me.
She's like, I didn't know you're a Canadian.
French Canadian. Who will correct you?
Excuse me.
Oh, okay. Are you, what was it? Was it Quebecois?
Quebecois.
Yep.
I think the reason why I'm leaning for Raj is she has that cover up that moves, like, it gives more, like, energy. Like,
I'm not, it's weird to say this about somebody going up against Silky, but, like, I kind of believe Raja more.
Yes.
Oh, that was sickening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you go reveal this, you better reveal.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love Silky's dancing. Like, she's camping it.
She is. Like, all of the ice, like, the stuttering and the isolations that she was doing, like, that was cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're both, like, giving a lip sync.
They want to win.
Yeah.
they really said, I want to win.
Is, like, wearing that wig and lip syncing. I'd be too afraid to lip sync in a wig like that.
Oh, yeah. She said, I could buy 100 of these after I win this lip sync.
Absolutely.
But Raja's really killing it. She really is.
Yeah.
And Raja's padding always.
Yes.
I think I was wondering, does Raja pad? Hmm? Or does she just cinch in? Because her padding's really good.
I thought she's padding.
I don't know. Some of these girls just have really good bodies.
Pretty sure she's padded, but it looks really
good. It's really good. Yeah.
No, I saw her pad on the side.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you, because that just means she's doing it right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you can see it a little there.
Latina's over here with her notebook being like, I saw the pad.
I saw the pad. Well, no, because I was wondering. I've been wondering. And I've been looking at her legs. So like,
that's how you know you're doing it right.
Yeah.
But if you got an experienced queen triple double guessing, you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, next time you put all that back on after you're like warm from lip syncing.
No, fuck that.
You know that stage is like probably ice cold, so.
For real. I'd still be sweating though.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't because I don't dance, but. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Oh, did you see her live reaction? It was so cute.
Like, honestly, though, like, I know that had to mean so much to her. Like, oh, just God. How bad she's been treated by the Drag Race fandom for years.
For a long time, one of the least followed queens on Instagram.
And now she's a winner, baby.
Winner. Which, kind of like, when I'm releasing this, I feel that on My Drag, I remember that, like, followers, love does not equal like the value of your drag. Like, her drag has not changed. She said that in one of her things. She's like, I really changed. Like, I've like elevated myself with time. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, learned more about myself with time, like we all do as humans. But she didn't really like change who she was, which I love. Like, sometimes you have to take the long road to be appreciated, which is unfortunate.
It's so true, though. And she did it.
She really did.
And she looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I want that coat.
I fully do, too. Love that coat.
No, I get what you're saying.
Everyone looks great.
They really do. Like, I know you've had a little bit of, like, an alternative pathway.
Yeah.
And I had an alternative pathway. I don't feel like drag, like, the drag scene has been, like, my strength when it comes to people who actually pay attention to what I do in drag.
No.
It's always like you have to find your audience of people who genuinely appreciate what you do and continue to tap into them.
Like, yeah.
Because you can have 100 freaking followers who are just like, oh, she's the most sickening queen I've ever seen because, you know, they swear they love drag and people tell them that they're amazing. But like, if they don't genuinely care about what it is that you do as an artist, I'd rather have one person that connects with me versus have however many people who just like the hype or whatever it is.
Exactly. 100% agree with. We have Raj as our winner, and that's it, y'all. That's the end of the pod. Well, not the end of the pod, the end of this. We finally did it, though. We reviewed an entire series.
An entire series.
Done. An entire 6 episodes. What a commitment.
Now we can get divorced.
Hey, it was a starter season.
Yeah.
That's what, like, I think, Latina, you told me that. This would be a perfect starter season. Because it's like 6 episodes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's queens we already know.
And I think we could, we definitely can like learn from what, where we were and what we've been doing so far, so we can elevate it, you know?
Absolutely. And then we can be on to season 15. Mm-hmm. And you can, y'all, the audience, can get my blind favoritism. And I will be unbiased. Sasha Colby. She can do no wrong.
Who are you rooting for in 15?
Yeah, give us like 2-3 names. We'll give us like 2-3 names.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Aura.
Yes. Okay.
I live for her. Since I saw her walk, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I love this like feisty energy that she has. Lux. I'm excited for Lux.
Everything. Yes.
I've been following her for a while.
Yeah, she's so good.
Mm-hmm. And I know like a lot of like, I don't know, because I feel like she might be problematic, but I kind of am rooting. Like, I don't know. I'm interested to get to know Marsha.
I want to see. I don't know much about her. She's one of the ones I didn't know much about going into it.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's more to her than just, like, this little, I'm pretty persona. So I'm curious to see. Just because I saw that she could dance and stuff, so I'm like, I'm like, she's
there.
I was like, okay, I was like, I'm excited to see like what she can do and stuff. Yeah. So, and I've never heard of her, so it's just like fun too.
I was gonna say, I definitely agree with Aura. I've wanted to work with her so bad. I tried to book her at This Is It like a handful of times, but Mama is booked and busy and blessed. Good and she's been like that for a while. So, you know, I'm always gonna root for like, you know, our Midwestern affiliated, you know, queen. And then also Lux, because just when it's right, it's right.
Yeah.
It's right.
It's right.
It's very right. And then I would say, y'all probably don't remember this, but Selena S. Titties, like, she did this competition at Mickey's back in the day.
Okay.
I think it was called Project Drag or something like that. Okay. And I was obsessed with it. And it was all the up-and-coming queens in, like, L.A., like, West Hollywood area, and I'm pretty sure Morgan McMichaels was like the host of it, but it was like one of those first internet competitions that you could see, like they had it on YouTube, so I would always watch it just to see what people were doing, and Selena was in it, and she was so good, and she was so funny, and I can't remember if she won or not, but she was amazing. I remember her being one of my favorites, so I'm rooting for her too, but this is Sasha Colby's season.
Yeah. I think we all can agree that Sasha Colby is one of our sides. Sasha Colby, because she's obviously number one. For me, yeah, it'd be Selena.
Yeah.
Titties. I really liked her Meet the Queens. I also really liked her Entertainment Weekly interview.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was really funny. I love a good comedy queen.
And she's so good.
With some more experience. I love Lucy LaDuca. I'm rooting for her, so that's two. And then there's just something about her that I hated initially, but grown to absolutely love, and I'm fascinated by her, is Spice.
I was gonna ask,
I don't know why, but I'm really, so I would say Spice, Lucy, and Selena are my top three, but obviously Sasha Colby.
Like, I could understand where people were coming from a little bit, where they were just like, oh, we don't know what Sugar and Spice are gonna bring to the competition because of XYZ, how they came up in drag. But it's like, it's gotten to a point where I'm just like, y'all are just really mean for no reason.
The girls design their own looks and they make their own hair. Clearly they do something. Like
I don't think, like, obviously they came up in a different way of drag. And, you know, I might look at it and be like, oh, okay, well, what are you really going to do? You don't have the same background, but you never know until they do it. So for people to, like, treat them as bad as they've been treating them, just, like, I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I'm not so much... I wasn't so much hesitant about how they came about drinks. I'm like, baby, just because you were having to hop on TikTok faster than the fucking rest of us, props to you.
What do we expect to see this next season? Like, what should we, like, foreshadow what potentially we could do? Or what we can see, like, out of, like, challenges? Like, they said it's, like, the craziest season yet, you know? Like, what are we...
season of all.
Yeah, like, what are we expecting? Like, what do you guys hope to see more of?
I hope to see drag queens. I hope to see runways. I hope to see lip syncs. And I hope to see hair.
I want to see them harken back to, like, some of the earlier challenges. Like, some of the stuff before Drag Race, like, blew up the way that it is now. But, like, when they used to do, like, the dime store challenge, and they would actually, like, go into, like, actual stores or do something down on, like, you know, down in the middle of, like, L.A., and they would just be out, like, they'll never be able to do it again. But it would be so cool if they could, like, foster an environment where they could do some of those, like, early challenges that made people fall in love with the show. And I would also like to see another cheerleading challenge. But I know
they
took out, like, 50,000 people. But I would like to see another cheerleading challenge. Because I was so jealous they got to do that. I wanted to do it.
You know, I wish they would do, like, a Project Runway moment, you know, where, like, they had to go into, like, a design store and grab their own fabric, and they're, like, given a budget. That'd be cool to see something like that, where they're, like, okay, we're gonna, like, step it up. Like, instead of doing, like, dollar, like, fashion on the dime, let's take you to a real design shop, like, close it down, be like, you guys have whatever amount of time to find something to create a look. And it's, like, no excuses. The Loving Fields are all, like, all even, you know, let's give them what they need to make a look and see, like, if they can, like, actually make a look, you know?
Like, yeah, the materials. I love that.
I feel like at this point, it's, like, kind of weird. If you, like, you don't have to know how to sew, but you should at least know how to create a look that works for your drag character.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to me, like, when people just, they literally just have other people, like, come up with, like, their entire, I guess, aesthetic. That sounds so bad.
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing wrong with having people do stuff for you. I have people do stuff for me because I can't make stuff that I really, really want a lot of the time. But, like, I just feel like it should be a basic for a queen to know, like, at least 1, 2, 3 silhouettes that work for them and know how to make them for themselves in a pinch.
Agreed. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Also, like, it doesn't matter what you use to do
exactly. it. Exactly. Can you hot glue?
If you can hot glue something good, you can hot glue something good.
I mean, Benjamin LaCrim won the design challenge with a hot glue gun.
A lot of my looks that people are like, oh, wow, I like that look. I'm like, this is either hot glue or safety pin.
And I love your looks.
Well, thank you.
They're very signature you. And you can tell, like, okay, cool, yeah.
I think all three of us here have a very, like, strong signature brand that we are, like, very aware of. Like, silhouettes are, like, a character that we're driving for.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but I agree. I do agree that we all have, like, different aesthetic, like a brand, you know, we're all each our own brands, and it's all about sticking to who you are.
Well, thank you everyone that's been watching, and thank you so much for enjoying our podcast. Just make sure you give it 5 stars, like and share it so we can reach a wider audience. Cannot wait to see you for season 15.
Yeah, season 15, and definitely look forward to a lot more shows and a lot more guests and a lot just more drag in general. Sounds like everyone's hoping to have a booked and blessed year. So, or is it blessed and booked? Blessed and booked or booked and blessed? Whatever the same.
Thank y'all so much for having me. She's a Latina. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I miss doing the podcast stuff once again. It's your girl, Malaya Marvel. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's MalayiYa, Marvel like the superheroes, on all my social media platforms, but I'm focusing on Instagram right now. But thank y'all so much for having me, and I really appreciate y'all offering up your platform. And anytime you need me, hit a bitch up. You know, I ain't doing nothing but sitting right down the street looking at some old anime trying to make a costume. So,
period.
Love y'all. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. And we'll definitely, I mean, duh, we'll have you back.
Hey.
No questions.
All right. I'm going to take my ass home because I'm old.
All righty.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, love.